Mention the tiny island nation of Barbados, and what comes to mind? Sunny beaches, palm trees, tropical breezes? Well, it might be time to add three-day eventing to that list. WUKY Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman explains why.
Come on the left-hand curve round.
The island's 21 miles north and to south and 40 miles across, and that's a fairly big island before you start, but they have an amazing racing industry there. They have an amazing Mato Polo there. It's all sort of world-renowned. A lot of horses, basically. There are horses everywhere. and so the idea of there just being, you know, a beach with one palm tree in the middle, it's quite a big place.
That's Joss Gray, the Barbados team coach, trainer and chef to keep. Gray evented himself at the top level in England for 30 years and trained the Qatar eventing team for 4 years before taking on this position just over a year ago, and it may be his most ambitious project yet. Since he started, he's been in charge of sourcing the horses for his three riders, and their ultimate goal is very tentatively the Tokyo Olympics in 2020.
Certainly it's the big picture, the long-term goal, and we've certainly ticked a lot of boxes doing this initial push to get to here. Then the games in Colombia next year, and it would be great to make it, have a good account of ourselves. And then it's the Pan Am Games, and then suddenly if you're riding at the Pan Am Games and you've got the horsepower, you'll be knocking on the door for the next level. So I think, as they say, you sort of aim for the stars and get to the moon at least. You know, so you just got to aim high, and things should, you know, hopefully go in that direction.
The team at the moment consists of mother and daughter duo Monique and Zoe Archer and Laura Smith. And right now they're here with Gray and their four horses based in Midway, competing and schooling regularly at the horse park and around central Kentucky, gaining invaluable experience that just isn't available to them in Barbados. The goal is to compete at the Haggard Mid-South event at the horse park later this month, then a CCI one-star in Florida, which will hopefully qualify them for the Central American Caribbean Games in Bogota, Colombia next July. A good showing there would qualify them for the Pan Am Games the following year, which in turn is a qualifier for the Olympic Games. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Until they competed here in Kentucky, none of the riders had ever left the start box of a cross-country course before.
No event in competitions yet, no. The difficult thing is a little bit the terrain. We've got at Whitehall, where the horses are based, the ground is great for training purposes, lots of undulating ground. It's more the distance. If you want to get the distance and the preparation of the ground, and it's a little bit more of a challenge to make the courses probably long enough.
Monique Archer is the life force behind the Barbados eventing team and a dynamo in general. A chance encounter led to her first ride.
Purely by luck, we went to visit my dad's family in Northern Ireland, and I sat on a pony for the first time at age 7. And after that, I made my mother's life hell until she got me enrolled in a riding school, and the rest is history.
Monique is a first-generation Barbadian and runs a successful interior design company and retail store with her husband. She's director of a charity that rehabilitates and retrains neglected and abused racehorses and has set up a farm for them with programs that bring disadvantaged youth and special needs kids to work with them for therapy or to learn new life skills. Plus, she's also president of the Barbados Equestrian Association.
It's quite a big job. I really enjoy being a very active president, and I think the fact that I'm a rider as well gives me a really good perspective for helping to develop the sport, and also because I'm really keen to represent my country as well, that takes it from the grassroots level all the way up to trying to put the infrastructure in place to let our athletes climb the ladder as far as they want to go.
Monique's daughter Zoe is 16 years old and here with her horse Mill Ridge.
I just graduated, actually. In Barbados, you finish school and you're sort of considered an adult at 16. So you do the equivalent of GCSEs, and I just did those. And so I'm done school for now. And most people my age go away to Canada or England to do school for grade 11. But I've chosen to do almost a gap year and focus right now on eventing and trying to accomplish this.
About halfway through their 10-week stay here, Zoe will admit to missing Barbados, but also concedes that Kentucky's pretty fabulous.
It's like everything like anyone my age that is a rider would want. Like with your horse, like it's amazing. Like I can't believe I'm here sometimes.
And as any mother or daughter will tell you, working together and living together doesn't always come easy, but they do have a great rapport.
Well, when we had no coaches, she would step in to teach me. And it can really test your patience, but she taught me a lot, and without her I wouldn't be here. So it's good. It's nice.
And the end goal trumps everything.
It's obviously like anyone's dream to represent your country in the Olympics. For now, I'm trying to just focus step by step, but in the long run, that would be a dream come true.
Monique wants to make sure that the dream is more easily accessible in Barbados.
I'm always optimistic, so I do think that there are a few more people that that will come along. So I think it can grow, for sure. And there are a lot of younger riders that are very excited to do it as well. So once we get back home, we left right when the ground started to become rideable because the dry season was just finishing up. So I want to see that we start running some grassroots competitions and getting the kids involved. And we have a great supply of X-race horses because we've got quite a big racing industry.
The only existing cross-country course in Barbados is on Monique's property, Whitehall Plantation, where they ride mostly in a large covered arena, on the polo field, or around the sugarcane plantations. They also supplement their horses' fitness by swimming them in the warm Caribbean Sea daily. Quite a change from either the British lifestyle they were accustomed to or the Kentucky one they're enjoying now.
Beautiful place, great place to live, and great place to take the horses swimming in the sea, and it's quite idyllic.
The trip to Kentucky is self-funded, and the team splits Gray's salary, but typically optimistic, Monique is hoping that that might change soon.
We get some subsidy. Right now we haven't got anything, but in the past we have had quite a lot of help from our Olympic Association and our National Sports Council, which is the government entity. They're both funded by the lottery in Barbados. And there's also another governmental organization called the Arts and Sports Promotional Fund. And they've helped us in the past as well.
And Monique and Cameron Steinman finish with 4 jump penalties, no time penalties, 1:23 on the clock. Next ride in the Open Training Division 1 is Zoe Archer riding Millridge Z2.
With 3 successful competitions here in Kentucky under their belt and just 1 more before the all-important CCI in Florida, all fingers are crossed.
And Zoe and Millridge Z2 finish with no time or jump penalties.
But as anyone in horses will tell you, nothing is a safe bet.
Once we've qualified, we should be going to the games.
What is undeniable, though, is how likeable this team are. It's easy to see how they've made friends so quickly in their short time here. Watching them interact with their fellow competitors at the horse park, they're warm and open and chat easily, and they're a happy group to be around. It's impossible not to wish the best of luck for them, and it's easy to cheer for them against all the odds. The Barbados eventing team will be competing at the Haggard Mid-South 3-day event at the horse park October the 18th to the 22nd, and will stay and train here in Kentucky until mid-November. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.